Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Today's lesson comes from the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 16th through the 30th verses. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating or drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her actions. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No. You will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? On this Sabbath day, O Lord, this day of rest, we pray that we would be able to rest, knowing who we are, as well as whose we are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Well, it's that season where we take time away and vacate the premises that we are very familiar with when my mom and dad and I, we went to Daytona Beach. Have you ever been to Daytona Beach? We used to go to Jacksonville. Don't ask me why we changed, but we started going to Daytona. We always stayed at the Castaways. Does that hotel sound familiar? The Castaways. We always stayed at the Castaways Hotel. We would pack, we would eat breakfast and lunch in the room. And then we would go out to eat for the evening meal. Of course, you know, if you're in Florida, you're going to go eat what? Pork? Barbecue? I don't think so. Going to go and get you some flounder, right? Crab? You know, shrimp? You know, all that stuff that, you know, that you go to Florida to eat. Of course, you do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Of course, before you do that, you have to get from point A to point B. And of course, at that time when I was a little boy, our car didn't have air conditioning. Of course, I think it was, what was it? You did 60 at 4, 60 mile an hour with four windows down, something like that. I think that's what people used to call it. And of course, I always had the questions as we were going on the road. I would say, Mom, Dad, are we there yet? And they would always say, we'll be there pretty soon. I've never seen a soon that's pretty. Don't even know what that is. But we'll be there pretty soon. 3 hours go by. Mom, Dad, are we getting closer? Yes, Randall. We're getting now. The longer you ask, the more you ask, the longer it's going to seem. So if you'll stop asking, we'll get there a lot quicker. Well, that was a lie. That was to benefit them, not me. And then after we've been there a week, maybe we've taken our pillow, maybe we've taken our blanket, maybe we've taken something that smells like home. But you know, come around Friday or Saturday, whether it be a week or two, eventually it's time to go back home. We work hard, we play hard, we vacation hard. And it's time to go back and rest from the place we went to rest. Jesus says, what shall I compare this generation to? He says, when John the Baptist came, he was one way, and they said he had a demon. When the Son of Man came, and he was the opposite, they said that, you know, he was a drunkard and a glutton, friend of sinners and tax collectors. In other words, you've heard the old saying, dadgummit if you do, dadgummit if you don't. I know, I cleaned it up. But that's what you hear. You know, sometimes we think there's just no pleasing people. There's just no pleasing people. You know, they say there's two disappointments in life. Not having what you want and having what you want. I'm reminded of Bruce Almighty in the movie when he let everybody win the lottery. Everybody won $18 and they started rioting. When God came to him, Bruce said, all I did was to give them what they wanted. To which God in the movie says, when did anybody ever know what they wanted? As a result of not always knowing what we want, we don't find a lot of rest. God Almighty can come to us and offer it to us and stare it right in the face, and we might even not even know what it is, what rest is. To rest in Him. We may have a distorted view of what it means to rest in Him. To have shalom, to have peace, to have wholeness. Some of us may think that to have wholeness means that we don't have any problems. All is well, you know, there's no problems, everything is good, God has fixed it all, we have no burdens, God has done it all, we have nothing to worry about. That could be the furthest from the truth. But some of us have been sold that bill of goods. There's a reason that the yoke has a place for two and not one. One part of the yoke is for me and you. The other part is for Jesus. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. In other words, you and me, Jesus and you and me, let's yoke ourselves together and we will endure to the end and we shall be saved. Jesus doesn't talk about fixing everything, never having everything where we don't have concerns at all. Jesus goes with us and will see us through. And brothers and sisters, I think we want more than that. I think when we talk about Jesus dying for our sins and doing what we couldn't do and raising us from the dead, and that's something we cannot do, I think we've sort of taken that beyond and we want Jesus to do for us what we can do for ourselves, but we don't want to do for ourselves. We want Him to do it all. One of the hardest things I've had to learn in the ministry is not to be everything for everybody. To help people to grow and to be what God created them to be. Now, I know how to get my salary up. So I'm going to just let you know, this is what I'm going to try on you. And let me see if you're as gullible as I think you are. I'm going to do everything for you and you don't have to do anything. And then I'm going to stand up here and tell you how wonderful you work and do. Did you catch that part? Sounds like a good deal to me. It sure does sound like a good deal to me. Now it robs you. It robs you. But it benefits me. You see, there's a difference between carrying one another's burdens and carrying one another's knapsacks. A knapsack is something that you and I can carry. A burden is what we need help with. There are those among us that we have become our parents' parent, and that has become a burden, and we need help with someone to help us carry that burden. We can't do it on our own. We will fall if we try. There are those whose marriages have dissolved, and that's a burden, and they can't carry it on their own, and they need help. And Jesus says, come to me, I will help you, and I will introduce you to a family that will shoulder those burdens for you. But one of the things, brothers and sisters, you and I do not want to do, and that is help the people who do not want to carry their own knapsacks. That's where we will pull them to us. We will be their God. And that's not what we are called to be. It is not my responsibility, nor is it yours, to help somebody do what they can do themselves. But that's what all of us want people to do. We want people to take our responsibility so that we will not have none. And Jesus says, that's not why I have come. I haven't come to do it all. I have come to do what you can't do. But I've also come to help you get through what can't be fixed and what can't always go away. There are times that I share with my son something that I would have him to do, and he doesn't understand. And it's simple. I mean, Timothy, would you please take the garbage outside, put it in the garbage can, and come back, get the garbage bag out from under the sink, tear a piece off, and put that back in the garbage can so that we can begin again. Now, did you all catch that? You all could probably do that, couldn't you? I probably wouldn't have to tell you that two or three times, would I? I probably wouldn't have to tell you that two or three times. But when a person's brain is asleep, sometimes you have to tell them not once and not twice, but sometimes three times. And I want you to know that that gets very old. And that gets very frustrating. And it can get you pretty angry at times. Why? Because it is. And it always will be. And sometimes I remember that verse that says, my grace is sufficient for your every need. And I argue with that. I argue with that. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Your grace is not sufficient for my every need. Because if your grace was sufficient, you would take all of this away and you would not have to make me deal with it. But as a result of making me deal with it, I'm not sure how much I want to trust in you. If I have to trust in you and I have to deal with this, I don't know if that's the kind of deal I want to take. I may take the box instead of the curtain. I may want another deal. You've never felt that way, have you? No. You've never felt that way. I mean, you've always found it easy to trust. You know, when you pray, God just erases everything. You don't have to deal with anything. He just takes it all away. You know, you've got a one-person yoke, and it's Jesus, and He serves you. Well, see, that's the kind of Jesus I want. But Jesus isn't a person with one yoke. There's another yoke beside Him, and He invites me to put my neck in with His. And He will see me through. You see, sometimes, brothers and sisters, I don't want to be seen through. I want to escape. I want to run away. I want to get out of it. I don't want to deal with it. Get me out of here. And Jesus says, no. No. Come with me, Randall. Come on. Stand beside me. And I will walk with you. And when you get frustrated, I'm there. When you get hopeless, I'm there. It may not get better, Randall, but I'll see you through. And sometimes I just don't believe that. Because too often I'm focused on my pain and feeling sorry for myself and feeling sorry for others instead of trying to do what I can do to do something about it and trusting God with the rest. Is that the gospel? If it is, may we understand what the Bible says when it says, those who endure to the end, endure. Those who hang on and who don't give up. Those who trust that Jesus will see us through. Those are the ones who will be saved in the end. May we pray. May we heed your warning, O Lord. There are times in this old world when we can make excuse and justify us not trusting anyone, including yourself. Because there's been times we've asked you to do things and you just haven't done it. Oh, we're told to be patient and it's in all your time. But sometimes, oh Lord, we forget that you have eternity and we don't. We forget that what Abraham and what Moses talked about, they never saw, yet they believed. And that was counted righteous for their sake. There may be things in this world, O Lord, that we wish would come to pass, that we pray for, that we may never see. But help us not to lose faith. Help us not to lose trust that you are a person of your word and what you say will come to pass will come to pass. Because you cannot lie. Because you are God.